broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Wintertime is back. Seems like a good time to mention that the Honda Pilot was recently named the overall winner of the Cars.com 3-Row SUV Challenge. So, if you're looking for a car that can conquer winter and keep your entire family comfortable too, the Honda Pilot's got you covered. Come test drive one during the trade-in, trade-up sales event going on now at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here on a Sunday night, the Rock Station 97.7. We are honored that you have joined us as we talk a little bit about the local music scene, give you some insight into it, talk to the people that are part of it, and certainly play the great music that is. I'm Bob Cupp from the Rock Station 97.7, always joined by Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Although Utah is not in the studio with me tonight, he is here in spirit. We have him on special assignment, and you always know something special does come out of those special assignments that we put Utah on. So we'll be anxious to hear his report on next week's show. I do want to give Utah and Shady Lady Productions a shout out for a very fine Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's. Last night they had Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys, Trigger Happy, whom you hear a lot here, and Black Sabbath Lives, and a great show. It's going to be an exciting year. The Rock Done Right tour is underway. Stop number one already occurred. We're going to talk about stop number two. And of course, if you heard on Friday morning on the Rock Show Morning Show, you heard the introduction of the very first band that will be part of the many who are going to be attending the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in July, Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock. And every Friday morning on the Rock Show Morning Show with Jay Klein, around 7:40, we will be introducing you to one of the bands who will be performing this year in 2017. Year number 5, as a matter of fact. And we're excited to be back at Cooper's Lake Campground again this year. If you missed this past Friday, you heard, or you would have heard, Tarachan Sky is going to be back. They are one of the biggest supporting bands that we've had. And basically what we do is you look at anywhere from maybe 6 to 8 range, 7 to 9 possibly, probably around 6 to 8, bands that were there the previous year and have, what we say, brought it. Not only performed incredibly on stage and wowed the fans, but also brought the people with them and supported us as we continue to build and grow this festival at Cooper's Lake Campground. And certainly Tarachan Sky have been on the top of the scale of bringing it, whether it be on stage or bringing people with them and helping to grow the event. And that's why they will be there. In fact, they will be one of the headliners this year for the weekend that will be July 14th and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock. And tickets are on sale right now for the event. We have reduced the price over the board to $20, flat fee for the weekend. It's $20 whether you come Friday and Saturday, you come Friday, or you come Saturday. That's what it's going to cost you, $20. Now, if you want to stay, there is an additional charge you have to reserve through Cooper's Lake Campground in order to pull your trailer in or camp in a tent site or sleep in your car, whatever you want to do. You can set that up through Cooper's Lake Campground. We do have a link to Cooper's Lake Campground via our Band Jam website, which is thebandjam.com. Check out Band Jam and get yourself ready to go. But you can buy your tickets now and also purchase it on the site. We have also expanded the age range. Used to be 12 and under were free. It's now 17 and under. We do make it a family-friendly event. We have a lot of things that surround it, and we're adding more to it this year as well. It truly will be continuing to grow as a festival in addition to the local bands that will be there. Based on the Grassroots Show here tonight, I don't want to say have an all-star lineup, because that wouldn't be fair to bands that won't be there, because we can't have everybody there, but it is a kind of a sample, a small sample of the great bands and the musicianship that we just have on display here every Sunday night. And you get to come out and see just a great weekend to celebrate local music and just have a good time together. So mark your calendar, friends, July 14th and 15th, and plan to be there. Cooper's Lake Campground, accessible off Route 422, just beyond the pilot station. There's a right turn. You make your way back in, and of course you can see it from I-79, and we have a beautiful facility area there. They have an awesome amphitheater that you cannot see from I-79. Many times people could drive by, you see the Pensick Festival because you see the castle, and people see that wide open area that is filled up with a lot of other events like the big Jeep weekend and other events. But our little festival is kind of tucked down in a beautiful amphitheater they have there. The lake is right down over the hill, so you can really spend a fun weekend just hanging out, enjoying the beautiful scenery and the incredible music that will be happening that weekend. So be sure to tune in this Friday morning again for the next reveal. And also, occasionally, we'll be giving you an opportunity to maybe win some tickets to go to said event. We're going to get a little bluesy tonight because we're going to be talking about a new effort, a new initiative called Band Together Pittsburgh. Three gentlemen banding together to really help those who have autism and are on the autism spectrum, and helping them with music. But also, it's going to help other charitable events, and in particular, it is going to bring you the 2017 Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival that will be held at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick in July. We're talking about our friend John Vento from the Needs Hotel Band, Ron Moondog Esser from Moondogs down in Blahnox, and Jim Stewart, who is the executive director of Band Together Pittsburgh. And Jim's had a background in radio and television and has been involved in nonprofits for years and more, and Ruth, the youth development. So we're going to find out what they have put together here in the last year and find out what they have in store this year in 2017. And because the Blues Fest is going to be happening, the Blues and Roots Festival, we figured we'd do a little bluesy music for you tonight. So we'll kick it off tonight with Nancy McKeon and the Blues Machine and some Billy Price for you tonight here on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. This opening segment presented by All About Reclaimed in beautiful Main Street area of downtown Butler.
Neck bone. You get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
The Rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings? Oh, man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com. Don't forget, the show is always archived for future playback. So, for example, if you were watching that thing that was called the Super Bowl last week, and you missed out on Dizzy Whoosh, who are our special guests in studio, you can go back and listen to the show. You never have to miss a moment of our great discussion surrounding some local musicians, local events, and all things local music. We're presented here tonight, this segment, by our friends down at the Rainbow in Freeport, the Rainbow Inn in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. And now that we've hit Sunday, that means that we're on the verge of the Pirates reporting to camp, and they'll get talking about spring and fun things. And, of course, the Penguins have been doing pretty well. I know the Steelers ended their season, but you've got Penguins hockey to watch, and they always have it on the screen down there, and you can stop by and enjoy the Man Can Special and celebrate a business that helps to promote local music here on the Rock Station 97.7. We certainly appreciate them being along for the ride. Well, we want to welcome in three gentlemen who are banding together, if you will, to bring some blues to the community, and it's tied in kind of to a festival that has happened for many years, has gone sort of by the wayside, but is going to be resurrected in a new form and for local charity. We want to welcome in our good friend, Mr. John Vento from the Needs Hotel Band.
Hey, Bob.
John, good to see you.
Hey, buddy. It's great to see you.
And I'm glad to see you're on the road to recovery. And
thank
you.
You've
had some health issues recently, and it's good to see you. You look fantastic, buddy.
Thank you, pal.
So we've been praying for you.
Thank you. Just a little bump.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So you'll be back in action pretty soon.
Yeah, March 17th at the Oaks with the Needs Hotel Band.
Fantastic. It's
my first gig back.
All right. The gentleman sitting next to you is well-known for a lot of reasons, and that's because he has a business that supports local music as well. I first got to meet him at Corbri Woodstock couple of years ago, and that's Ron Esser. Moondog, how you doing?
Hi, nice to see you. Thanks.
Thanks for being here.
Yep.
And Jim Stewart, my first opportunity to meet Jim. Jim, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thank you.
And Jim is the executive director of the new effort, joining these three gentlemen together in Band Together Pittsburgh, that is going to not only be involved with producing the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival in July, but also helping out those who are among the autism spectrum by getting them involved in music. Jim, explain.
Well, we work with and support bands of children on the spectrum and their families. That's our mission, is to engage those kids, enrich their lives and their families. They're amazingly capable, and that's there's a lot of talk about autism and a lot of misunderstanding about it. The CDC says that, you know, 1 in 68 of our kids now were born on the autism spectrum, and you know, I've seen numbers as high as 1 in 47. Those are tremendous numbers, and if we don't engage, understand the best we can, engage these kids and their families, and help to create a meaningful life for them, then, you know, we're really, as a society, really going to have, you know, some problems as we move ahead. Music is great because it's universal. You know, you can go to the most conservative Methodist church and watch people interact with that music in a very beautiful way, and then you can go to a soul restaurant and see people interact with that music in a beautiful way. I mean, we all tap our foot and we all snap our fingers. We all have a favorite song. And using music to help this population communicate is scientifically proven to be very effective. But it's also, it's amazingly cool to see the lights come on and to see them filled up and you know, full of music. And the band we support right now called Spectrum, you know, kids, when they perform, people come up to us and say, when are the autistic kids going to play? Because they're so good. And they played with John and his guys. You know, we've had professional musicians say, well, I'm going to sell my drum kit because there's no way I can do that. You know, because they're, you know, and again, it's that way of communicating. You know, it's, you know, radio. I mean, we're, right. You know, it's music, and it's something that we all have in common, so.
And you're working specifically with the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, is that correct?
We are partnered with them for the Blues and Roots Festival. They have, you know, long time, the gentleman that started the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, he and Myron Cope created the Terrible Tau together. Their kids went to Allegheny Valley School, and we know how amazingly successful that is, and not just in raising money but raising awareness. And that's the big thing, is you know, people on the spectrum are not the boogeyman, you know, and when you see these kids play, you know, it's amazing. You know, they're just amazing young people that are very, very capable of many things. And through the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, we will further flesh out a post high school vocational program. Because once these kids age out of high school, there's nothing for them.
Okay.
You know, so, and they're capable of, you know, doing amazing work. They're very loyal employees. They're never late. The attention to detail is amazing. So, again, using music to raise the awareness of that, we think is going to be, has been so far very effective. Mm-hmm. And we think it's going to be pretty magical as we move forward.
This is a new entity. How did this thought process come together?
I think it's been about maybe 4 years now. I actually ran into an old high school friend who had a son that was a drummer on the spectrum, nonverbal, and that kind of was the beginning of it. And then we discovered through the Needs Hotel Band that there were other connections we had, and we would invite these young people as guests to join us at shows. And, of course, Moondog was so supportive, because it's kind of tricky. You got to find a club or a venue that would welcome this. And he opened his doors and opened his arms and with all the enthusiasm. So it started a few years ago with simply finding young musicians that were on the spectrum, were talented, and they would be guests of the Needs Hotel Band. And then we invited them to Corbright Woodstock, and it just has taken off from there. And we've helped to put some of these guys together. And, of course, as Jim mentioned, we support a band called Spectrum, which is just, they're so talented and very, very good. We try to mentor them, and so do other musicians in the area. And that's really how it got started. And then Moondog and I were talking. I've had this name Band Together Pittsburgh registered for many years and didn't do anything with it.
Okay.
Because I was trying to create a charitable umbrella for all of our musical ventures. Mm-hmm. And then with Jim and Moon, it became apparent, you know, that we should focus on autism. We should focus on that vehicle to enhance lives. And I know Moon explains it best, and I want him to explain the whole issue of social isolation. when it comes to the families that have these young people in on the autistic
spectrum. Because there's a fear because of, I would think, not understanding, correct?
Well, you know, people, it's funny, the guy from the Autism Society said, just because the guy grunts and makes funny noises doesn't mean he can't do a job better than you can. And, you know, I've been around enough of it, and oddly enough, I'll have to say this, that a lot of musicians that I work with, a lot of them, are, if they actually were diagnosed, they're on the spectrum. Trust me when I tell you, and I'm not saying that as a joke. Mm-hmm. There's a whole creative side of people on the spectrum, and a really beautiful side that a lot of people are afraid to, you know, as when we see people different than us, they scare us, you know, whether it's their skin color, their, you know, ethnicity, their religious beliefs. There's no reason to be afraid of people that are on the spectrum. And the more we embrace them and their families, the better off we will be as people that are not on the spectrum, because there's a whole bunch of really beautiful people that we tend to shy away from.
The social component, which I give Moondog the credit for focusing on, of inclusiveness with the families. As you could imagine, I have a godson that is severely autistic on the spectrum. It's tough for his parents to go out to dinner, to go on a social function and do normal things that we call normal. So through these events that we've had, it's wonderful to see the aunts, the uncles, the grandparents, and the young people feel like they have something special between them. So it's not only just the music for those on the spectrum, it is for the families and the support network to create social opportunities, inclusiveness, if you will. And we've, wow, it's been tremendous. We've really, this past year, have had a lot of success.
And not only for the people, but like John said, their families. You know, your kid doesn't get invited to the birthday parties because they're afraid he might do something quote-unquote crazy. Well, we're all a little bit crazy, I can tell you that. Right? You know what I mean? So, you know, you don't get invited to things. It can be heartbreaking to people, and I've seen it, you know, through a lot of families, how they feel isolated, and, you know, there's no reason for that. So as a society, it's our duty to reach out to those folks and actually, for our own benefit, to realize that there's, like I said, a whole nother group of people that we need to embrace.
And through what we do, I mean, we're demonstrating that, you know, and it's just, and again, it's very organic. It's very, it's easy. It's very accessible for people. And we, you know, we're not an advocacy agency, but however, you know, through our actions, you know, we are, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is cool. And we use the term differently abled. We don't talk special needs. We don't talk that. Because when you, again, when you see these kids play, you know, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're kicking
amazing,
butt and having a ball.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. And that is just like music draws you in.
Sure.
You know, the more people get comfortable in that, and it's like, oh, okay, that wasn't, you know, it's a whole thing. And, well, this wasn't so bad. You know, yeah. I mean, but it just creates a magic that magnifies just every person that it touches.
And that musical connection for them is just a dynamic that they're able to express themselves. Mm-hmm. Musical interpretation, you know, it happens in a lot of different ways for a lot of different people. And this is one way that they can really, I shouldn't use the term, but this is the way they can band together and really
Absolutely.
Feel importance.
Well, and we really want to be the rising tide.
Yeah.
You know, we want to, because through all of this, all of these efforts, just more people that are aware, become comfortable, you know, both those on the spectrum, their families, that social infrastructure piece is tremendously important because, you know, having a child on the spectrum is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. And because their behavior is unpredictable, and they are, you know, it's just, and we need to just demonstrate that, hey, we're there, we're all together, you know, and then they build the relationships that help them, you know, understand, and they have somebody to talk to that understands, and go see some great music.
We will talk more as we continue our discussion with Jim Stewart, Moondog, Ron Esser, and John Vento. We're going to play a couple of tunes here in between, but we want to talk about some of the activities that you're creating, a mobile lab. Obviously, we want to talk about the Blues and Roots Festival and when that's going to be, and how other people might be able to become involved, or in particular, if you're out there and you have an autistic child, how you can get help and be a part of this as well. We'll continue our conversation, but John, since you're here, we're going to pull out of the archives something that your good friend Lee Marks happened to record a couple of years ago at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival involving the Needs Hotel Band.
How's I hope that it sounds good.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You.
Here we go.
Let's take that train right now on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's called Take That Train.
Satisfied. All right. You're gonna keep her satisfied.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf and Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, this segment presented by All About Reclaimed in downtown Butler. You never know what you're going to find down there. They take some unique items and refurbish, or it might be something that has been passed along to them that is going to be a perfect fit for your home or wherever, maybe your business. We usually do some decorating throughout the house and change up the scheme simply by a visit with All About Reclaimed. And you can stop by and see Jeff Double and his staff on Main Street and thank them for being a part of local music here on the Grassroots Show. Visiting tonight with our friend John Vento, also Moondog, Ron Esser, and Jim Stewart, talking about Band Together Pittsburgh. And we're going to be telling you about the 2017 Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival that is coming to the Sirius Shrine Center the weekend after our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in a couple of moments. But we want to continue to find out a little more about their efforts here tonight on the Band Together Pittsburgh and some of the programming and ideas that they have. And Jim, you guys are creating a mobile music lab through this program that you're hoping to get started this year, is that right?
Absolutely. We're fortunate enough to receive grant funding from the Pennsylvania Department of Education to create a mobile music lab. And literally what that'll be is a trailer with mostly percussion instruments that we can drive around to various programs. I mean, we've worked in the Connellsville area with the Highlands Hospital Autism Center, which is affiliated with the Cleveland Clinic, and providing services, because unfortunately through all the budget cuts in traditional schools, gym, music, art are all cut. Well, autism programs, they are right at the bone. So we can, through these efforts, drive in with our little circus wagon and roll out a performance, but mm-hmm. also the action of drumming and movement are, as we said before, very effective means of therapy, music therapy for children on the spectrum. And we've created through our relationship with Seton Hill University Music Therapy Department a pretty rigorous measurement device, that we can quantify the effect that we're having on these individuals. So we're not, it's not just smiling kids, banging on a glockenspiel. It's something that we're very serious about. We're raising the profile of a music therapy as an effective means, not just for children on the spectrum, but PTSD, all of those things, behavioral health. It is so effective. It's so accessible. We're doing it very, very efficiently and very affordably. Like I said, we can roll out a performance. We're working with musicians. We have a program called Playing Out you know, that through these exercises and these performances, you know, we're going to glean some musicians like John has with the band Spectrum, and to be able to provide the mentorship, professional musicians that are sitting down with them and helping them with their musicianship. You know, it's like, don't do the key change this way. You know, I mean, you know, so that's cool. And again, that creates that relationship that magnifies, you know, it's like the ripples in a pond. It just magnifies out when you see somebody like, you know, Bill Toms or Norman Nardini, you know, sitting down with these kids. I mean, I get goosebumps just saying that. So, I mean, it's really, again, it... Yeah, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but it's magic, and it happens all the time.
Yeah, you talk to Jim Donovan and the great work that he does, you know. And
well, the cool thing about it is when you talk to Jim Donovan, he just, you know, I mean, he gets bigger than Jim Donovan is. He just glows.
Of Rusted Root, of course, right?
And just...
he's doing it already. You know,
he's a tenured music professor at mm-hmm. St. Francis. Mm-hmm. But just when you talk to him about it, and I mean, he's toured with Led Zeppelin, you know, mm-hmm. and when he talks about drumming with autistic kids, he just, you can just feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
can feel the aura. It's mm-hmm. just, you know.
The room lights up.
It really does. Yeah. And you know, when you see these kids, you know, we were at Highlands Hospital doing a Christmas show, mm-hmm. and you watch these kids, you watch the lights come on, and you watch them smile, and you watch them dance and interact with the music, it's...
Amazing.
It's intoxicating. It really is.
Yeah. Well, and that's the great connection, because music to us fans is intoxicating. Mm-hmm. When we go out and see a show, I don't perform. I talk on the radio. I show up and watch John Vento and those guys do their work. And that's magic to mm-hmm. me, to sit there and watch that. And you can feel that is resonating for these kids as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it just, and again, it's, if that's all it is, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's so much more.
Sure. And can be so much more, too.
And,
right?
And again, it's just, you know, talking on this program helps us to raise awareness that it's like, some people, you know, if their mind changes just a little bit, mm-hmm. it's like, well, I'll go see that, or I'll support that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, again, that's magic, too.
Yeah, and you know, Bob, a big plug to the local musicians. We've mentioned a few names here, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. great musicians and great people. The list is significant, and we have just begun. And frankly, it's overwhelming, the wonderful local musicians that have reached out to me and Moondog and Jim and said, how can I help? I'd like to mentor. I'd like to be involved. That's a separate subject altogether, but just a great big thank you to those musicians here in the Western Pennsylvania region that have been so kind. And we're going to get to them. So if you're listening, sit tight. We're going to need you. We just got to get our self-organized here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's been wonderful, the gracious, kind, sincere offers of this mentoring program that we want to develop.
And, you know, what's really cool about it, too, is that everybody who we talk to, not only do they say yes, they're, like, totally enthusiastic and into it. There has not been not one negative thing that's come up about the whole thing. Not one.
And they're all, it's not like, yeah, sure, I'll go and do that. But it's like, hey, maybe we could do this, or maybe we could try this way. You know, they're bringing their talents and their mind into the program. And it's, like John said, I mean, we're, you know, I mean, this, it's blowing up, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, it's sometimes like juggling cats, but it's you know, and working with these two guys, let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's pretty wonderful.
And not only local musicians, when I was down in Memphis last week, Walter Trout, who, you know, played with John Mayall and a million other bands, his wife has a book out now about music therapy. Anthony Gomes, another blues guy who works with kids with autism. And just a whole bunch of really, a lot of national music people are into it now, including.
Yeah, I was going to mention Utah's, you know, Utah's favorite band,
yeah,
Cheap Trick.
That's right.
Right? We saw them in New York at
that's
the Hall
right.
of Fame
that's
concert.
Right.
Tom Peterson, Cheap Trick, has an autistic son, and he's launched a program called Rock Your Voice, which helps with the development of verbal skills for those on the spectrum. And Jim has been communicating with Tom's wife. They have been wonderful and supportive. Wow. We're learning about their programs. But as Moondog just mentioned, you know, this is a national movement, and we're thrilled to start it here, you know, not start it here, but be our own little organization, and we're confident we're making these national connections.
That's awesome.
Which are very beautiful.
Yeah. Well, imagine seeing a kid 22 years old who doesn't speak at all sing happy birthday to his mother from the stage.
Wow.
I mean, that's what we saw, and it was wow. Okay.
That was the Christmas get-together that you folks had. And again, as you listen to this tonight, folks, this is a movement here, mm-hmm. Band Together Pittsburgh. This effort has really only come to be in the last year. So
correct.
A lot of things have happened.
Yes.
And it really sounds like the groundswell is, I mean, it's building up a momentum.
Yeah, I don't think it's even, wave, hasn't even been a year.
No, it hasn't.
You know.
Yeah. It hasn't.
Wow. But you had a get-together at Moondogs.
Yes, we did.
It was the Needs Hotel Band Christmas party.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And you had something pretty magical happen that night, right?
Yeah, well, we had Spectrum open the show.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Moon mentioned that the drummer with Spectrum is nonverbal, autistic, nonverbal. And he came out front and he sang a Christmas song. Well, what did he sing?
He sang Blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas.
Okay.
And then we brought up his mom. It was her birthday. We surprised her with a cake and he sang Happy Birthday to his mother. And of course, prior to that, we had the guys in the studio at Clint Macro's mm-hmm. Cobble Sound Studio.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a great show with Clint a few weeks ago. And we recorded Run, Run, Rudolph, and they played it live. And we got it with us today, if you want to give a little snippet.
Well, why don't we give it a listen?
Okay.
This is the band Spectrum, and again, these are all autistic. Are they children? What age group
well,
are they?
Well, we've got, how old's Chris? Is he 20? 21,
I think Chris is 22.
And Bobby's 17,
okay.
And Justin is 18 or 19,
so.
And Aaron played bass. Aaron is not on the Spectrum, but she's what, 12 or 13?
She's ninth grade.
She's in ninth grade,
and she has, you know, she has family members.
Correct.
That are
differently
on the
able,
spectrum.
That are on
but
the
she's
spectrum.
Just big as a minute too. You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the whole band. It's a 4-piece band, and they played it live at Clint's. And Clint was so wonderful with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I got to give a great big plug to Cobble Sound and my man Clint Macro.
Well, let's give it a listen right now. It's
a
little Christmas here in February.
Run, what run, Rudolph.
Back on the Grassroots Show, 97.7, and that was the group Spectrum from Christmas time.
Yep.
Run, Run, Rudolph, recorded down at Cobble Sound Studios.
Yep.
I always goof that up, Clint.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But and a fantastic gentleman in Clint Macro,
yes, he
too,
is.
Who we met through you and Lee, too, which was pretty cool.
We do a lot of work with Clint.
That is fantastic stuff. Wow. I mean, they talk about warming your heart and really sending shivers up and down your spine, too. That's impressive.
Amazingly capable.
Yeah. Wow. I should mention, too, we came out after the Needs Hotel Band with the Fat Henry Band, Give You Back Blues. And I forgot to mention that. I got so excited talking about Band Together Pittsburgh and what you guys have going on. And we've only really scratched the surface here. I mean, we probably should do a few more of these shows together
We'd
down
love
the road.
It. Thank you.
Especially as things continue to develop for you guys. But I salute what you three have put together and those that are getting involved and any musicians out there. You're going to be having them on call with the different events, I think, that you'll be putting together. So we'll certainly be able to pass along information and keep the musicians in touch. Do you have a contact or a website or anything like that that people should go to
find together, out more from? BandTogetherPGH.org is our website. We have a Facebook presence as well. Just searched Band Together Pittsburgh. We'll pop right up.
Cool.
You know, and our phone numbers and other contact information are there. And, you know, everybody, you know, anybody that has a question, I mean, you have an autistic child, you're in a program, whatever, we're happy to talk to you. You know, this is, like I said before, sometimes it's like juggling cats, but the interactions have been amazing, and it's so gratifying. And sometimes people just want to talk, and sometimes people have a trillion ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all in this community together. And I said, we want to be the rising tide, for, families and for individuals on the spectrum as we move forward. So
Fantastic.
Keep those calls and letters coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, something coming up in July, and this will be at the Sirius Shrine Center, where you guys play at least once a year.
Oh, yeah.
With the Needs Hotel Band.
Yep, we played there.
It's the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, and this is a takeoff on an event that it's been around for a long time, but is going to kind of be repackaged, if you will, in a sense, Moondog?
Right, so the Blues Festival in Pittsburgh existed for 21 years, and it kind of went away for a minute. And honestly, so many people loved it and wanted to come back. We decided, well, what better than the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival? And that's going to be July 22nd and 23rd at the Sirius Shrine out there in Harmerville, which is, man, just a great venue. There's 800 seats under a roof. So, and 30 acres. It is going to be so cool and so much fun. It's so easy to access. And, the hardest part of the whole thing is trying to pick the bands. There's so many bands that have the members, and I'm talking about national blues acts and roots acts, too, not just local bands. They have children that are autistic, brothers, and they're like, hey, man, we want to be part of this. We want to do it. So I am personally going to talk to the individuals in the bands so they understand what our mission is. And this isn't just a gig.
Mm.
We're all here to let everybody know that, hey, I might be famous, but it touches my life too.
Mm.
Everybody has problems, even rock stars, football players, maybe even the president of the United States. We all have problems, okay? We can take that. I'm just saying everybody in the whole world has problems. And we put people on pedestals, and our thing is to bring them down to earth and let them share their stories through music. And like I said, Jim Donovan has really taught us a lot about what he's done. It's going to be a great, great show for a worthy cause, and we are not excluding anyone for financial reasons or whatever. If folks don't have the money to get in, we'll get them in. It's just about a community thing.
And you'll have more details coming forth with band lineups and all that.
Yep.
This is 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
Time framing, are you looking at, noon to something, that kind of?
Yeah, probably 1 till, whenever.
Okay. All right.
They throw us out.
Yeah.
You know how bands are.
Yeah.
Get off the stage.
Great stuff, gentlemen. Band Together Pittsburgh. Again, you can look it up and find out more information, especially if you know someone that has autism. They can be touched by this. You can be touched by this. As you said, Jim, families can be touched by this and really have some excitement. It's something to look forward to as a family and not be afraid.
Well, and again, being inclusive.
Yeah.
When we're better as a society, when we include differently abled people, and we're all, the four of us sitting in this room would be classified as differently abled.
Sure.
And, it's just, again, being the rising tide, and we're all going to be better. And when you hear the music, you know, the music is what brings us together. And, you know, we use the phrase when words fail, music speaks. And that is so true.
Yeah. Fantastic. Again, we'll let you know more as we get closer to July, but the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, it will be at the Sirius Shrine down in the Cheswick-Harmerville area, and we'll certainly follow along what you guys are putting together, because this is a fantastic effort.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Salute all
out.
You guys.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, Jim Stewart, Ron Esser, Moondog, and Mr. John Vento.
Thank you, buddy.
And
thank you very much.
Let's give a listen to some more blues here as we get ready to rock on. Gentleman known as Billy the Kid and the Regulators, and I know one of your cohorts in the Needs Hotel Band has been a past member.
Absolutely.
Involved with Billy.
Mr. Fred DeLue on the keyboards.
Guilty by association.
One and only. All right. Fred DeLue.
Well, I have a feeling you maybe. I hope this is him playing in the background, because there's some serious piano work in this.
It probably is.
She Got a Hold on Me. Here tonight, and we continue our grassroots show on The Rock Station 97.7.
About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Check out Enzo and JP, the jazz guitar duo at the Hotel Saxonburg, Friday, February 17th. They begin at 7 p.m. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, lots of great shows headed your way, including the Noble Hops Band. Three opportunities to catch these talented guys, including Friday the 17th at the Barefoot Bar and Grill in Schenley. Also, Friday, March 3rd at 565 Live in Bellevue, and Friday, March 10th at Reclamation Brewing on Main Street in downtown Butler. And mark your calendar, after the Heartbreakers ball last night, you'll want to catch the St. Patrick's Day Brutality Friday, March 17th. It's part of the Rock Down Right Tour featuring Shag Dog, Melonhead, and Red Room Effect.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie Superette.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com. Don't forget our show is archived at 977rocks.com as well for future playback. And this final segment presented by P&W Construction. We also thank Roses Superette for their sponsorship, support of our local music show as well. See Bros' Superette, top of South Main Street Hill in Butler. Get yourself some snack sticks. Enjoy those while you're sitting around listening to the local music here on the Grassroots Show as well. We thank Jim Stewart, also Ron Moondog Esser, and John Vento being a part of our show here tonight. And wish them best of luck with Band Together Pittsburgh. What a phenomenal effort. And, of course, don't forget the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival coming up July 22nd and 23rd at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. That'll be the week after our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, so you can just celebrate a couple of festivals back-to-back in July when there's beautiful weather and great local music to be proudly on display. And, of course, don't forget our Rock Done Right tour is continuing, and that is kind of our precursor to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, celebrating sights and sounds of where to play, who is playing, and who's doing it right. The Rock Done Right Tour, presented by The Rock Station, 97.7, Shady Lady Productions, the Shady Lady Studio, and here on the Grassroots Show as well. Next up, the Ash Tour goes to Lindora Hotel on Saturday, February 25th. You don't want to miss out on this event. Going to be a great, great night of music at the Lindora Hotel upstairs. And what does Ash stand for? Well, it stands for Anger the Ant, the Shiners, and the Hawkeyes. Three incredible groups all together. Two of the three Grassy Award winners, and of course the Hawkeyes easily could have had two Grassy Award nominees from last year alone, all together February 25th. Don't miss out on it. Mark your calendar. And the Rock Down Right Tour will continue March 17th for the St. Patrick's Day Brutality Day out at Peter B's. April 8th, Ryan's Run to benefit Butler County Special Olympics at the Butler Vagabond Hall in Lindora. And connected to Autism, Autism Speaks concert at the White Star in Freeport, May the 6th, and that's just half the year right now of the Rock Down Right Tour. We're looking forward to it. Again, thanks Together from the Guys band Together Pittsburgh stopping by tonight. Thank you for listening in as well. And if you're a band out there, or if you know somebody that is connected to a band, you can always get in touch with us by our email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Please give our Facebook page a like, Grassroots on The Rock Station 97.7, and get us your local music. Let us know where you're playing so we can brag about you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to finish up the night with another little bluesy tune from Jeff Fetterman that was most recently a Grassy Award nominee. And we'll also wind out the night with a little Olga Watkins for you tonight as we enjoy some great music here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com. Thanks for listening. Me.
but I still feel so alone. Well, we've said our goodbyes, we've gone our separate ways. I wish that it would rain.
Talking ways. You're sweet talk and abide. Honey, don't talk. You'll ruin everything.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. It's wintertime. Tired of getting into an ice-cold car and then having to scrape all that ice off your windshield? Why not get a remote starter from Honda North? We can install one in your Honda or in just about any vehicle on the market, and for a lot less than you might think. Stop in and talk to one of our service advisors today. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
The jail.